You're listening to a podcast from the CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
Hello. In today's podcast, we're bringing you an interview with the Franciscan custodian of the Holy Land. Father Pierre Battista Pizzaballa visited the UK in April and called on Christians to visit the Holy Land to show their support for the region's Christians, the living stones of the Church. The Custos was in London supporting the Terra Sancta Education Trust. In this podcast, we'll also speak to Dr. Jordan Lancaster to find out more. But first of all, let's find out exactly what the Custos does.
The Custos is a very special office role in Holy Land. First of all, he's the Franciscan Superior for Franciscans in all Middle East. He is in charge, on behalf of the Catholic Church, of all the shrines of the holy places of our redemption, and is also in charge of the status quo for the Catholic side. Status quo is the relation between Greek Orthodox, Armenian Orthodox, and Catholics in Jerusalem.
How do you see the relationships between not just the Christian denominations, but the Jews and Muslims as well in the region?
In the Holy Land, we all live together. Christians, Jews, and Muslims. I don't know if we know each other so well, but at least we live together. We have not to dialogue in order to meet. Living together, the everyday dialogue, it was affects our life. I mean, we don't meet in order to talk about the peace in the world, but we meet in order to discuss about concrete things that affect our concrete life in everyday life. Beside that, most of the time we remain on this level just to solve the everyday problems, and we don't know each other so well as we should maybe.
Now, people tend to look at the Christian community as being in decline in the Holy Land and paint a bit of a negative picture, but don't you think it's a shame that in the region where Christ walked there are less Christians than there were?
There are less Christians than in the past. This is a fact. The Christians are declining. But we have to look at the reality also with the faith, not just with the numbers. And this is the Holy Land, the land of the revelation. It's the land where Jesus lived. So I think that the Lord will never abandon this land. But it's true that the Christians now is very tiny and fragile presence.
What do you think that people in the UK and in Europe and in the West can actually do to support the Christians of the Holy Land?
The first thing to do, according to me, is to come to Holy Land. The pilgrimage to Holy Land is important for the pilgrims, first of all, because they see the land of the revelation. They can touch the faith. Is the Holy Land is the fifth gospel. It's important. The second is to be informed, to get all the information about the Christians of Holy Land. Most of the Christians in the world, they don't know anything about the Christians of Holy Land. So if they don't know, they cannot help, they cannot support. Third, to adopt projects, to twin schools, to exchange students between the two countries, and every other project, financial support and so on, can help the Christian presence in Holy Land.
Do you think it's a problem that many people learn about the Holy Land through conflicts they see on the news, and it's all very much a media-generated perception?
This is a problem. That when we talk about Holy Land, we listen every day about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Middle East, generally speaking, problems, the Iraqi war, and so on, which is part of the truth, but not all the truth. We are not fighting every day in all the streets. We are living there very well, after all. But the people they don't know, because what they see through the television, mass media, is just conflict.
It's probably a good time, actually, to talk about the Terra Sancta Education Trust. Tell us a little bit about that, Jordan.
Well, as Father Pizzaballa has said, there is a huge difficulty that we in the West are ignorant of the situation of Christians in the Holy Land, and that's exactly the situation I was in until I visited the Holy Land, and by a complete accident, I happened to befriend a family, and from this I had the opportunity to understand the challenges they face bringing up five small children in Bethlehem today. And I was actually staying with them as a guest when Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor came to the Holy Land in December 2006. You may remember he made a historic visit with the Archbishop of Canterbury and other Christian leaders. And I saw what hope that brought to the Christian community in Bethlehem, that these religious leaders from England did come, did remember them. And that Christmas, the Cardinal made an appeal to Catholics in England to visit the Holy Land and support the Christians there. And when I heard his appeal, I realized that I could do something because of my knowledge of the area. And ever since then, I've been trying to raise awareness in the UK and also to raise funds to support the Franciscan schools, in particular in Bethlehem.
Well, if we look at your particular experience, and maybe I could ask you, Father Pizzaballa, is that not important then? Actually, pilgrimages are obviously a wonderful faith-strengthening thing, but don't we need more of our pilgrims to actually enter households and communities, be around the people, so to truly understand their lives and what they go through?
Of course. The pilgrim doesn't go to Holy Land just to see the stones, but also to see the living stones. Both are important. Of course, there are so many pilgrims now that they cannot meet all the Christians. Technically, it's impossible. But, I don't know, to go to at least little things, to the parish mass on Sunday, or go to see a school when the children are there, this can be a little example of what is possible to do, and how to meet and see at least, very quickly, the life of the Christians in Holy Land.
Do you think sometimes it's a bit of a blind spot for Christians, something as important as the Holy Land, yet so many Christians have never been?
Yeah. For the Jewish faith, to go to Jerusalem is part of their faith. For the Muslims, to go to the Mecca is part of their faith. Strange enough, for the Christians, the Holy Land is important, but the pilgrimage to the Holy Land is not considered as essential part of our faith. It is understandable, of course, because we can be a perfect Christian wherever we want. But to go to Holy Land and touch these stones and see this reality strengthens your faith, that's sure.
And finally, Father, what is your feeling when you look to the future?
When I look at the future, I have a little fear about the future, humanly, because I see all the problems. But I was learned by my masters to always have faith in God. This is not my work, it's the work of God. So I am full of hope that the risen Christ will maintain always his heart there in Holy Land.
And really with our faith, obviously prayers for those in the Holy Land, Christians and of other faiths, are vitally important.
This is the first thing to do, to pray, because only the prayer can change the heart.
Father Pierre Battista Pizzaballa, the Custos of the Holy Land, and Dr. Jordan Lancaster of the Terra Sancta Education Trust. For more from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.